is it not a risk to put two contemporary works on a program, or do you think you have enough trust from the audience at this point that you can sort of say, it's okay, you can come to this and you won't be disappointed?
I like to think that I've built up that trust in my audience, and I really think that I have. We have a very experienced, savvy audience here that has followed this company. They form their favorites. They have certainly have things that they prefer, but I don't think anybody that's followed the company and sees the company regularly feels that they will ever walk away from a Pennsylvania Ballet performance disappointed.
Working with contemporary choreographers, and this is a point that musicians bring up often, that when the composer is in the room or when the composer is available, clearly Mr. Balanchine can't answer any questions. Everything you need to know, you need to have known previously. How active are Forsyth and Killian in the process of putting their works on different companies, and specifically yours?
Well, both of these gentlemen, they're such prolific choreographers. Their work is done around the world, and it's virtually impossible for them to spend time and work with every company that does their work. So they have a network of people that have worked with them for many, many years and know the work inside out, and know, most importantly, I think, know the choreographer's intent of the work. And they do an incredible job of staging the work. We are very fortunate that Mr. Forsyth will be joining us for a few days, will work with the company, and it's an experience for the dancers that will not be matched for a long time. I mean, he is a master.
Are these guys creating classical ballet in the classical sense?
No, both of their work is certainly steeped in classical ballet. They generally create for classically trained dancers, but they've, you know, taken, each of them in their own way, have taken the art form in a different direction. William Forsyth has been credited over many years with his great body of work, forcing the viewer, the classical ballet viewer, to look at classical dance in a different way, and he has. He's taking movements and distorted them, or uses very unconventional head movements or positions of the torso, a lot of speed and a lot of attack. So these gentlemen are creating new ballet, I do call it ballet, and I think making it relevant today.
And how much then, when you're putting these ballets on a company, is there a sort of a muscle re-education for the dancers? Because typically there are classical moves that they will do in a classical way that then need to be disrupted. How disruptive is it?
Yeah, you're getting good. You know that? you've been around here long enough that you're getting good, Jim.
Well, it's only 10 years.
You're absolutely right. Anytime dancers take on the work of a new choreographer, it takes a while to retrain the muscles and for the dancers to trust themselves, to allow themselves to step out of their comfort zone and work a little differently than the way that they train every day and have trained their entire careers. So it's a commitment of time on our part to give them that time to, through the learning of work and through the rehearsal of work, give them that time to trust themselves.
A lot of people outside the ballet world won't know what company class is, but it's the entire company getting together every day to go through their routines. Are those routines changed when you are in the process of creating productions of two different contemporary, rooted in classical ballet, but not straightforward classical ballet choreographers?
No, we don't change that routine. That routine stays the same every day with variances on a day-to-day basis, but the basic structure of that company class is meant to do two things. It's meant to really hone the dancers' purely classical technique and to warm them up and prepare them for the rehearsal day. The work, when it comes to working on ballets by contemporary choreographers that have a different sensibility, that work happens right after company class, and it's how they'll spend the bulk of their day.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today. Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.